Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran is ready to come to the aid of the Palestinian people in Israel. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table with his Middle East news update.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Defense Minister, Naftali Bennett, says the way to stop any activities from Hamas out of the Gaza Strip is to focus on Iran.
Well, Jimmy, really today with the announcement of President Trump's deal of the century peace plan that Egypt is backing and that Saudi Arabia is quietly backing, it means that the Palestinians really don't have any regional allies anymore that might just jump into a battle on their behalf apart from one, and that is Iran. Iran, a non-Arab country, but they're Muslims, and they have, you know, picked up that mantle of being the Palestinians' main defender and main provider of weapons and main provider of financial aid to upgrade their weapons systems. So Bennett is right. If Iran is dealt with, the whole situation in the region will be dramatically different and presumably dramatically better for Israel. But, of course, in any major war, they could suffer great losses. But it's what's happened and is happening, and the Israelis one day will have to deal with it. The Prime Minister indicating that after the election in Israel on March 2nd, the window will open up for Israel to deal with Iran because they are now on a nuclear breakout where it would just take several months possibly for them to have a nuclear bomb to put on this new Sigil medium-range rocket that they displayed and hit Israel with nuclear weapons. Prime Minister said that's never going to happen. President Trump has said the same thing, and I think we're going to see some preemptive action if we don't have a clash that just develops before that.
David Dolan explaining how Iran is ready to assist the Palestinians in their effort to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Dave's report on Iran's offer to join forces with the Palestinian people to destroy Israel is only half of the story. Bible prophecy reveals that the Iranians will help form a coalition of Islamic states to destroy the Jewish state. That's Ezekiel chapter 38. Ezekiel 35, Malachi chapter 1, and the little book of Obadiah reveal that the Palestinians, the Edomites of biblical times, that the Palestinians prevail to the end of the seven-year tribulation period. That will be the time when the Palestinians will be destroyed by the Jewish military energized by the returning Messiah, Jesus Christ. However, until that time, Iran and the Palestinians are front and center in the prophetic plan to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...